弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
没有开始以前，我们还是有点祷告，有一点仰望。
Before we start, let's all have a prayer and also look up to our Lord.
父神，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，我们敬拜你，称颂你。
Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we bless you.
主，我们知道我们离了你什么都不能做。
Lord, we know that apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们靠着你，我们凡事都能行。
But through you, we can do all things.
所以清晨的早晨，我们就去等候、仰望、依靠我们的神。
So this early morning, we come together, we hope in you, we trust in you, and we wait on you.
我们要称颂耶和华，因为你本为善，你的慈爱永远长存。
We want to bless the Lord, for you are good, your loving kindness is everlasting.
你是万王之王，万主之主，万神之神，你的名，我们是应当称颂的。
Blessed be your name, for you are the King of the kings, and Lord of lords, and God of gods.
主啊，耶和华我们的神啊，你的名在全地何等的美。
Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
所以今天的早晨，我们就一起来到你宝座的跟前，我们敬拜，我们屈膝。
So this morning we come together before your throne. We worship you and we also bow our knees to you.
主，你是首先的，你也是幕后的，你是曾活的，你曾为我们死过。感谢主，你现在活了，你要活到永永远远。
Lord, you are the first, you are the last, you are the living one. You were once dead, but you are now alive and forevermore.
你掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And also, you control the keys to death and Hades.
主，你也把教会建造在这一块磐石上面。
Lord, you also build your church upon the rock.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And the gates of the Hades cannot prevail against it.
主啊，我们感谢你，教会是个得胜的教会，圣洁的教会，荣耀的教会。
Lord, we give thanks to you for your church is a holy, victorious, glorious church.
让我们看见这个异象。
Lord, let us see this very vision.
主，但愿今天早晨我们一起举目仰望坐在宝座上的神。
Lord, as we lift up our eyes and gaze at the one who sits on the throne.
你是说有就有，命令就令。你没有什么难成的事，全能的神，全知的神。
With you, nothing is impossible. You are the omniscient, omnipresent God.
主啊，求你今
天，
主，求你今天早晨能够恩待我们。
Lord, be gracious to us, because as you speak, it is done. As you command, and it's too fast.
谁做你的仆人？谁做你的翻译？能够把你的心意能够讲得清楚。
Through your servant, through your translator, you can make your heart's desire known.
主，我们正是需要你的能力。
Lord, we do need your power.
我们需要你的话语。
We need your word.
我们需要你圣灵的启示，圣灵的引导，圣灵的约束。
We also need the revelation, the guidance, and the strength of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要你圣灵的充满。高油的涂抹。
We need anointing of your the Holy Spirit, and also need the Holy Spirit's filling.
我们要为着所有你的儿女，宝血所满足的，我们要为着他们祷告。
We also pray for all your children bought by your precious blood.
主啊，但愿我们都有一个温柔的心，一个谦卑的灵，一起来领受你宝贝的话。
Lord, may we all have this gentle heart, humble spirit to receive your word together.
愿你今天早晨在我们中间得着荣耀。
Lord, may you be glorified in our midst today.
原来荣耀、权柄、能力都是你的，从今时一直到永永远远。
For glory, kingdom, power are yours from this on until forever and ever.
也让你今天儿女们在这里都能够蒙恩蒙福，叫撒旦蒙羞。
That all children receive your grace, receive your blessings, and put Satan to shame.
我们祷告祈求是耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we read few passages?
我们读两处雅各书，读两处以西结书。
We will read two portions from Song of Solomon and also two portions from Ezekiel.
我们看雅各书第三章。
The Song of Solomon, chapter 3.
我们来念第三章的第六节。
We will read on verse 6 of chapter 3.
我们很简单的把整个第六节到第十一节，我们截取讲义，很简单的。
We will mention verses from 6 to 11 very briefly, very simply.
感谢主，这一段就像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌646首，那个荣耀得胜的、美丽的那个教会已经成了。
We give thanks to the Lord because this passage is just what the hymn we sang 676, the beautiful glorious church which has been established.
好，我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
那从旷野上来的，我们就念这一节。那从旷野上来的，那就是指着新郎这是女性的。当然就是今天指着教会基督的心腹。
Who is this coming out of the wilderness as a female? So it speaks of the church today.
感谢主，教会已经经过了大而可怕的那个旷野，现在进入第三个阶段，进入那个荣耀的里面。
We thank the Lord that the church has gone through the great and terrible wilderness and now She's entering into the third stage, that is the glorious church.
神的儿女也都已经磨成了神儿子的那个形象。
And also, God's children have all been conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们都已经成圣，我们的魂已经得救。
And all of us have been sanctified, and we have received the salvation of our souls.
这就是第二个阶段，大而可怕的旷野，我们经过了。
That's when we have gone through the second stage, that is the great and terrible wilderness.
我们看见这个教会，我们看第六节，第六节，以木药、乳香，并上人各样香氛熏的是谁呢？充满着基督的香气，这是得胜的教会。
And verse 6, it speaks of the overcoming church because she is perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchants of fragrant powders. That's a victorious church.
第七节我们看见的教会刚刚唱的诗歌就是基督的精兵，基督的军队已经得胜了，得胜了。
Now, verse 7 tells us that these are the Christ's elite soldiers. They have prevailed.
我们就很简单的再看下去第十节。
And then we come down to verse 10.
哎呀，你看这个教会何等的珍贵，何等的荣耀，何等的美丽啊！都是用金金，都是用银的。哎呀，用紫色的，那就是碧玉啊，这个建成的。那就是启示录二十一章那个圣城新耶路撒冷城。
Here, verse 10, we see the gold, the purple, and how beautiful, how glorious this church is. And this is what the
Revelation 21. 第十一节，西安的众女子啊，我刚刚讲了，这就是新郎嘛，西安的众女子。
And also go forth, O daughters of Zion.
底下那个所罗门王，我就不用解释了，当然就是我们的基督，主耶稣基督。
daughters of Zion represents the bride and the King Solomon. I don't need to explain that represents the Lord Jesus.
他就是新郎,
he is the bridegroom.
他也是王,
he is the king, he is the shepherd.
我们看见这是婚姻的日子, 朝阳婚去的时候, 到了, 新妇都已经准备整齐了。
And this is the day of the marriage of the Lamb when the bride is prepared, adorned for her husband.
教会已经带进荣耀的里面。哎呀，我们在婚姻的日子，我们看见我们的王心中喜乐，他快乐的不得了，他也得着了荣耀。And
we have been brought into this marriage of the Lamb. On that wedding day, we see the King. How glorious, how happy he is.
这里我们看见他头戴着冠冕的，这就是王嘛，对不对？
Here we see Solomon wears a crown and shows us that he is a king.
好，我们看第八章。
Now let's come to chapter 8.
我们看第五节到第七节。
We will read from verses 5 to 7.
第五节，那靠着良人，这个良人。 就是我们的主耶稣嘛, lover, 充满着爱的这位良人。
Who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? This is our Lord Jesus Christ, full of love.
靠着那一个良人从旷野上来，这里也是讲到从旷野上来，已经经过了大而可怕的旷野，我们进到荣耀里去，第三个结合。
Here again, it mentions coming from the wilderness. So that's us having gone through the second stage of wilderness is now entering into the third, the glory. And here it shows how can we go through this great and terrible wilderness? It is by the Lord who loves us.
第六节。
Verse 6.
求你将我放在心上，如印记，戴在你的背上，背上如戒指。因为爱情如狮子坚强。好，我们就看到这里了。Send
me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is as strong as death.
这里讲求你，我讲不需要求了。 对不对？神早已经把我们放在他的心上，我们放心好了。这个放在心上就是爱嘛。Although
the verse sounds like a petition, but our Lord has already set us as a seal upon His heart. We don't actually need to plead with Him.
我们感谢主，等会我们再交通吧。底下我们就看到戴在你的臂上如切记，这个是能力。 这个手臂就是大有能力的那一个手臂嘛。
Now, as a seal upon your arm, which represents great and powerful strength.
这里讲到他大能的手嘛，伸出来的膀臂嘛，感谢神。
It speaks of our Lord who has a mighty hand and has stretched out his arm.
所以我们看见虽然这个可怕的旷野，但是主已经把我们 放在他的心上，也带着背上一个能力，一个爱，带领我们度过这个大而可怕的旷野。感谢神。So
indeed, we have to go through this great and terrible wilderness, and thank the Lord with His love, with His power, He is leading us through this, and we don't have to be afraid.
最终我们就是刚刚读的那个。 雅各书的第三章，好像有一点颠倒过来，对不对？
And the final outcome is what we just read in chapter 3. It seems there is a reverse of order here.
好，我们看以西结书第一章。
Now we will read Ezekiel chapter 1.
我想这是以西结被掳，在巴比伦，在加布路河边的看见的那个异象。
Ezekiel chapter 1 tells us the vision that Ezekiel, after he was taken captive by the river Kibar.
并没有彻底的被掳，在西底家王的时候他们整个都毁坏了。我想这是一个局部的被掳，大概在约雅敬的那个时候，不但是大以理不但是以西结，像大以理三个朋友都在这个时间被掳了。
This happens during King Jehoiakim. This is a partial captivity because only when Israelites come to King Zedekiah, then they were totally destroyed and taken captive.
我们看第五节。
At this time, Daniel and his three friends were among them also. Verse 5.
第一章的第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
又从其中显出四个活仆的形象来，他们的形状是这样，有人的形象。
Verse 5, also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance, they had the likeness of a man.
弟兄姊妹还记得我们第六讲，我们是讲到启示录的第四章、第五章，那个荣耀的意象，这是在千年国度。全教会在那里敬拜的那个荣耀的一个镜像了。弟兄姊妹还记得四个活仆，二十四位长老。
Brother and sister, you remember in Revelation chapter 4 and 5, we also see the living creatures, 24 elders. That's when everybody is worshiping God at the millennium kingdom when we have gone into glory.
这个我们看见以西结这里就给我们一个更确实的一个证据了这个四个活仆就是我们嘛，就是人嘛，这里有人的形象，对不对？
But Ezekiel gives us this more certain evidence that the four living creatures are actually representing us because here the verse says they had the likeness of a man.
他们不是天使了，一定是我们教会。
They represent the church as us.
第十节。
Verse 10.
至于脸的形象，前面各有人的脸，右边有狮子的脸，左边有牛的脸，后面各有鹰的脸。
As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side.And each of the four had the face of an eagle.
这个同启示录我们刚刚提到的第四章第五章有一些不一样。我们看见那时候讲到四个活仆是四个脸，对不对？这里呢一个脸，但是有四个方面，还是一样的一个牛，一个狮子，一个老鹰，一个人，四个，前面、后面、左边、右边，其实是一样的。
In Revelation, we see four faces of the living creatures, but here, it's a little bit different from Revelation. Here, each creature has four faces, yet, four of them represent the face of a man and of an eagle, of a lion, and also of an ox. So basically, they are the same.
好，我们看二十六节。
Now, we will read verse 26.
在他们的头以上的穹苍之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石。在宝座形象上有仿佛，这里又提到人的形状。
And above the firmament, over the heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne,was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Again, a likeness with the appearance of a man.
我想这里讲到人的形状不是讲主耶稣那时候道成肉身在地上的那个形象，他已经升了高天，从死里复活，在神宝座的右边了，他就是那位全能全知的耶和华神了。
And here, the appearance of a man is not like when the Lord was on earth in his flesh. The Word became flesh. Here, the verse tells us that the Lord has resurrected, has gone up into heaven, and he is the all-powerful, omniscient, and also the Almighty God.
那为什么这里还要讲到他有一个人的形状呢？
But then why again here it's mentioned that he still has the appearance of man.
啊，我想等会我们来解释。
And later we will
很重要的这句话。
Explain this. This is very important.
啊，最后我们看第十六章以西结。
We will read lastly chapter 16.
弟兄姊妹，你去看以西结十六章，是整个圣经里面这个 verses。不能讲是最多吧，最少要排名啊第五或者第六。我们知道整个圣经大概有1300章圣经，但是呢，这一章圣经呢有63节，所以你去看所有的那个圣经，这个章节，这个可以排名在第五或者第六。你去看1300章圣经，这一章圣经要排第五。或者第六，为什么有这么长的篇幅来描写？
Brothers and sisters, if you read Ezekiel chapter 16, it has 63 verses. Now, it's not the longest chapter in the whole Bible, which has 1300 chapters, but it could be ranked as the 5th and 6th. Why does it take so much space to describe this whole chapter, and we will see.
因为整个这一章是讲以色列百姓的那一个圣城的起起伏伏、上上下下，不简单的。
Because the whole chapter speaks of the up and down, ebbing and flow of the holy city Jerusalem.
照样，它也预表着属天的那个教会。就是今天的教会。
But at the same time, it also typifies the heavenly church.
教会最后被建成也是不简单的，也是经过上上下下、起起伏伏的2000年了。
Because for the church to be established is not easy either. It takes over 2,000 years. Also, it has to go through all the up and down, ebbing and flowing.
2000年还没有建成呢，主还不能再来。
Even until after 2,000 years, still the Lord still cannot come back yet.
地上的耶路撒冷也是一样啊，今天你看看耶路撒冷。
So if you take a look at the earthly Jerusalem, it's in the same vein.
他们可能不是2000年了，好几千年了，以色列。
For them, it's more than 2,000 years. It's several thousand years, more than two.
好，我们来看第二节、第三节。
Now we will reverse this 2 and 3.
人子啊，你要使耶路撒冷知道他那些可憎的事，就是可憎恶的事啊。说主耶和华对耶路撒冷如此说：你的根本。你的出世是在迦南地的，不要忘掉。你的父亲是亚玛利人，你的母亲是黑人，都是可憎恶的，拜偶像的，拜淫乱的，作恶的这些人呢、啊？你们的前身啊，耶路撒冷的、啊，就是这样一切的光景的。
Verse 2, Son of Man caused Jerusalem to know her abominations and say, Thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, Your birth and your nativity are from the land of Canaan. Your father was an Amorite, and your mother a Hittite. All of you were idol worshippers, abominable, and did evil works before him.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，教会，我们这些人，以前，没有得救的以前，就是亚摩利人，就是黑人的、啊、对不对？我们都是死在罪恶各犯中的，一生为敌的，扮偶像的，淫乱的，作恶的，我们以前的光景就是这样，不要忘掉。
So brothers and sisters, this also speaks of us. Before we came to the Lord, we were just like Jerusalem, whose father was an Amorite, mother was a He died. We were all dead in sin and transgresses, and we were all idol worshippers, adulterers, and evildoers.
11节.
Verse 11.
到第14节.
To verse 14.
这里就是刚刚雅各书的第三章, 教会怎么样后来变成这样一个荣耀珍贵的一个教会。
This resonates with chapter 3 of the Song of Songs. It shows us how the church is being turned into such a beautiful, glorious one.
我刚刚讲过不简单啊，经过那个大而可怕的旷野很长一段时间呢。And
as I just mentioned, this is not an easy job. She has to go through a long time in the great and terrible wilderness.
我们从第十节好了，第十节。
Now we will read from verse 10 instead.
我也是你身穿绣花衣服，脚穿海沟皮鞋，并用细麻布马给你束腰，用丝绸为衣披在你的身上，又用杖饰打扮你，将梳子戴在你的手上，将金链戴在你的项上，我也将 戴在你的鼻子上，哎呀，你看看多漂亮啊！打扮的第13节，这样你就有晶莹的装饰，穿的是细麻衣，丝绸并绣花衣，吃的是细面，蜂蜜油，你极其的美貌，达到了王后的那个尊荣啊！你的美貌的名声传在立邦中，你十分美貌。 因我加在你身上的威荣，这是主耶和华说的。这就是刚刚的雅各书的第三章，都是耶和华做的。Verse
10, I clothed you in embroidered cloth and gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. I adorned you with ornaments and put bracelets on your wrists and a chain on your neck. And I put a jewel in your nose, earrings in your ears, and had a beautiful crown on your head. So you see how beautiful she is. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your clothing was of fine linen, silk, and embroidered cloth. You ate pastry of fine flour, honey, and oil. You were exceedingly beautiful and succeeded to royalty. Your fame went out among the nations because of your beauty, for it was perfect through my splendor, which I have bestowed on you, says the Lord God. So all her beauty is given by the Lord God.
记得我们是神手中的工作，在基督里面已经做成的，是神手中的工作，这一段话就是给我们看见。
This passage not only speaks of Song of Songs, chapter 3, but also tells us that we are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus. It's being done through Him.
以赛亚64章，我们也记得，耶和华，你仍然是我们的父，耶和华，你仍然是我们的父，你是窑匠，我们都是泥土，我们是你手中的工作。
Just as Isaiah 64 tells us that, now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter, and all of us are the work of your hand.
好，弟兄姊妹，感谢主，这是大而可怕的旷野的第七讲。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to the Lord, for this is the seventh sharing of the great and terrible wilderness.
我不知道今天是不是能讲完，不能讲完，我们去再过2个月就是7月份的，我们再来继续，我想也没有规定一定要讲完了，对不对？
I don't know if I can finish the whole theme today, but if not, we will resume the sharing in July. I don't think we have to finish it all today.
也巴不得7月份我可以来到你们的中间。 Come together.
But I do hope that in July I can come in your midst. We can come together.
不要再在网上了。
So we don't have to meet online anymore.
我们已经一年多了在网上。
Because we have been online for over a year.
我想求神怜悯呢。
May God have mercy on us.
我想到了七月份，大家都打过这个疫苗了。
I think by July, all of you have received the vaccine.
现在全美国打疫苗的人才不到40%了，60%还没有打过疫苗的。
As of today, the United States only has 40% of his population, not even 60%, who have received the vaccine.
但是我们知道这个政府已经保证六月七月所有的美国人从小到大都打过了。
But the government has guaranteed that by June that all Americans, as long as they want to, they could have the vaccine, young and old.
那我可以来到你们中间，也不需要戴口罩哈，也不需要保持什么距离吧。这真正的一个珍贵的机会了，大家可以握手，大家可以拥抱，大家可以在一起，可以用饭，对不对？
So hopefully that I can come to your midst in July. I don't have to wear a mask nor keeping social distancing. And we can hug one another, shake hands, and also eat together.
当然这是我们的一个盼望了，但是谁都不知道。
Of course, this is our hope. Nobody knows.
我们知道现在又有什么什么variant 的，就是 UK 的什么 variant 的，还有什么非洲的一种新型的那种病毒，现在很厉害。
Because we know that right now the UK variant and a new virus in Africa is very prevalent.
我想一切都在神的手中，我们仰望神，求神怜悯。
But I believe everything is in the hand of God. We simply look to Him, and may He have mercy on us.
我想他仍然坐作为王，他是掌管一切的主，我们仰望他。
He continues to sit as King. He is in control of all things.
但是我们也预备好最坏的打算。
Let's also be prepared for the worst scenario.
我们感谢神，第六讲我们刚刚也提到了，讲到启示录第四章第五章，乃佛荣耀掌管美丽的那个景象，就是四个活泼24位长老。
We thank the Lord that in Revelation chapter 4 and 5 we see the four living creatures and 24 elders. They all represent the majestic and glorious and beautiful church.
这个景象，就是整体的教会被提了。
The scene shows us that the whole church has been taken up, been raptured.
就是在全年国度的，在那里敬拜、赞美、羔羊，赞美他们活到永永、永远的那位神。
And there we see the scene that we all are praising and worshiping the God who sits on the throne and the Lamb and forever and ever.
我们刚刚念到雅各书第三章，我已经都讲过了。
And also, Song of Songs, chapter 3, as I mentioned.
是一个大胜的教会，感谢主。
It's a victorious church, thank the Lord.
启示录第17章。启示录十七章第14节有一段话，他就讲到羔羊必得胜嘛，羔羊乃是万王之王，万族之主，与他一起得胜的，就是蒙召被拣选的，有忠心的，我们与主一起得胜，感谢主。
In Revelation chapter 17, we see that the Lamb will prevail. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and there will be those who follow Him who are called.Elected and also chosen. And thank the Lord, we will overcome together with the Lord.
启示录第六章，弟兄姊妹还记得，就是印揭开了嘛，我们看见有四匹马嘛，第一匹马就是白马嘛。
And in Revelation 6, we see that as the seal is opened, then the first horse, and that's the white horse.
第一匹马我们知道白马啊，骑在马上的啊，拿着弓啊，就是弓了、啊，这个箭已经射出去了，拿着弓啊，并有关联啊，赐给他啊，他出来胜了又胜，哎呀，胜了又胜，长胜将军呢，就是我们的基督嘛，骑白马的。
And a white horse, who he who sat on it had a bow, which tells us that he had shot the arrow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer, and that's our Christ, the Lord Jesus, who overcomes all the time.
刚刚雅各书第八章也告诉了我们，都是靠着良人的，从旷野上来的。靠着良人。
And also in the Song of Songs, Song of Songs chapter 8, that we all lean upon the beloved.
都是靠着这位爱我们的主啊。
So it tells us that everything is done through the one who loves us.
我记得我第五章、第六章就是讲到我们经过大而可怕的旷野，若是我们能够看见七个方面嘛。啊、对不对，什么老鹰啊，母鸡啊，打鸟啊，对不对，我们就不会那样的害怕忧愁了。
I remember in my fifth and sixth sharing, that we don't have to be so worried or be anxious, be scared if we can see that the one who leads us is just like an eagle, like a hen, like a big bird.
他又是王又是牧者嘛，对不对。
And he is a king, he is a shepherd, as I mentioned before. There are
像这里都是讲着真为良人的爱我们的主。
And they all praise the beloved, the Lord who loves us. So let's lean on him.
哎呀，他把我们放在心上，刚刚讲的，这就是爱嘛。他是永远的爱，爱我们，用他的爱在那里吸引我们，经过这个可怕的旷野。
And as we just read that, he has set us on his heart, so he has loved us with an everlasting love, and he always draws us, always shows us his everlasting loving kindness.
以赛亚书第五十四章第十节，那里有一句很宝贝的话，大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移啊，但是我的爱永不离开你们，我的平安的约。也不会的迁移、啊、这是怜悯我们的耶和华说的，感谢主。
And in Isaiah 54:10 we also see a very precious statement that mountains can move, hills can be removed, but my loving kindness shall never depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, thus says the Lord who has mercy on you.
弟兄姊妹还记得诗篇138篇吧，它有26次提到他的慈爱永远长存的。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you can recall that in Psalm 136, it says that his love is everlasting. His love is everlasting.
我们要称颂耶和华，因为他本为善。他的慈爱永远长存，你放心，你不爱他，他永远爱你。
We want to give thanks to him because he is good and his loving kindness endures forever. So take rest, even though you don't love him, he loves you forever. And there are 26 verses on this.
他把我们放在心上，如印记，还有呢。戴在臂上，如同切记啊。
So this is what it means to set us. He set us upon his heart and put us on his arm.
我们感谢主，我们上次也交通到了他他的能力，他大有这个膀臂啊，对不对？
Last, we thank the Lord that last time we share on his mighty arm and his power.
他能够带领我们，我们不要惧怕。
So let's not fear because he's able to lead us.
他的能力不得了。
It's remarkable how great his power is.
这个，所以我上次不是也讲到了这个就是刚刚我们讲的诗篇130篇26次的他的慈爱永远长存。
And that's why I mentioned that in Psalm 136 that his loving kindness endures forever 26 times.
这里特别讲到他用大能的手伸出来的膀臂在那里带领我们。
There it mentions specifically that he leads us with his mighty hand, with his outstretched arm.
诗篇138篇的第十二节嘛，他用大能的手伸出来的膀臂，因为他慈爱永远长存。
That's Psalm 136, verse 12. It says that with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his loving kindness endures forever.
这里讲到他用大能的伸出来膀臂，把他们从埃及带出来嘛，用各样的神迹嘛。
Here he tells us that with this strong hand and with an outstretched arm that our Lord led all the Israelites out of Egypt with all kinds of signs and wonders.
接下来他又说了，他引领他们行走旷野的路嘛，当然这个大能之手伸出来的膀臂在那里带领我们行走那个旷野的路，我们可以走完了，感谢主，放心好了。
And then we read the verse about how he leads us through the wilderness with this mighty hand, with this outstretched arm. So let's all take heart. He will lead
us. 我想到诗篇37篇有一段很宝贝的话，诗篇三十七篇的23节
37:23.
他说义人的脚步是耶和华所定的，他的道路耶和华也喜悦。接下来他说他虽然跌倒也不会全身扑倒，为什么？因为耶和华用他的手搀扶他们。
37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
我想我们走大而可怕的旷野，我们也难免会跌倒失败。
I believe that as we go through this great and terrible wilderness, it's inevitable that we will stumble, we will fail.
但是你可以放心，神的大能的手伸出来的膀臂要搀扶你起来。
But rest assured that His mighty hand, His powerful arm, will hold you up again.
我们看到这个箴言24章也有这句话：一人七次跌倒，总必兴起。七次跌倒啊，一次又一次，一次又一次。但是感谢神，他大能的手伸出来的膀臂。
Thank God that in Proverbs we see this statement that the righteous man might fall seven times, but thank the Lord, each time our God will help him up.
我们刚刚念的以西结书第十六章，我特别提到这个起起伏伏，上上下下，地上的耶路撒冷是这样，天上的教会。属灵的教会也是一样的，不简单的。
And as we just read in Ezekiel 16, we see the earthly Jerusalem, how she fell, how went up and down, and the history ebbs and flows. And this is the same thing with the heavenly church, the new Jerusalem. It's not an easy thing.
所以为什么要用63节圣经来写这一段话，这一章圣经。
And that's why it requires 63 verses to recall the whole thing in chapter 16 of Ezekiel.
你看这个耶路撒冷今天成了以色列的首都嘛？以前就是大卫王他在西安掌权的时候他就在那里设立他的宝座嘛，耶路撒冷。
We know that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel Actually, when David set his throne in Jerusalem, where he reigned before.
我们也知道这个约书亚不是带领以色列的百姓过了约旦河进到了迦南地嘛？用了十几年的时间把31个王都征服了，许多的领土都占领了，但是呢有一些地方还没有占领，我想耶路撒冷就是一个地方。
And as Joshua led Israelites to enter into the land of Canaan, it took him more than 10 years and he conquered 31 kings. But still there were so many places not being taken yet, and I believe Jerusalem was one of them.
我们知道耶路撒冷是在一个非常非常难占领的一个城嘛，对不对？它的形势非常的险恶的一个地方。
We know that Jerusalem was being built, a city is being built in a high mountain and it's very treacherous, not easy to be taken down.
但是呢，大卫非要把它占领下。
But David did take it.
这个也是亚玛利人嘛，刚刚我们念的亚玛利人黑人嘛，那就是以前的耶路撒冷迦南地嘛，所以这个他要去攻占，结果也不是人怎么讲的，哎呀，你能够把这些瘸子啊瞎子啊赶出来你就不错了，就意思说你根本不可能来占领这个城的。
We know that at that time, Amorites and also Hittites occupied the land of Canaan, and Jebusites lived in Jerusalem. And they laughed at David, saying that if you can repel the blind and the lame, then you could come over and take up the city.
我们知道这个撒母耳记下第五章嘛，结果大卫还是把它占领下来了。后来他就在那里设立他的宝座嘛，差不多有33年嘛，就是在那个地方这个做王掌权的。
As 2 Samuel chapter 5 tells us that David did attack Jerusalem and took it, and he set his throne in that city. He reigned 33 years.
所以他的前身呢，不要忘掉啊，这个都是这些迦南人嘛。对不对？不但如此，你去看这个诗篇第87篇呢、诗篇87篇告诉我们什么
？So don't forget the origin of Jerusalem was being occupied by Jebusites, and also Psalm 87 tells us something.
这里我们讲到这是讲到城嘛，圣城嘛，对不对？是耶和华所爱的。也是耶和华所建立的，那就是这个圣城耶路撒冷，以前都是什么人呢、你看见吗？都是巴比伦人呢、都是什么？都是比利士人呢、还有这个推罗人呢、还有什么？这个库什，那就是古斯人呢、哎呀，你看这一个那一个都是生在那里的，而且这个耶路撒冷。以前就是这样，我们今天教会也是一样的，对不对？我们都是外邦人嘛。
And here we see that Jerusalem that the Lord loves, but do you know where you used to live there? And in Psalm 87, it mentions Babylon, Philistia, and Cush. So don't forget, church is just like this. Before we were saved, we were just like what the Psalm describes here.
哎呀，今天要变成一个圣洁的教会，真的是不容易啊。
But for us to be turned into a holy church, truly is not an easy task.
你去看看耶路撒冷，地上的耶路撒冷，你去看看以西结书21章，以西结书21章的第14节，还有27节。
Think of earthly Jerusalem. If you read.Ezekiel 21, 14, 31, and you see there.
以西结已经预言了， 这个耶路撒冷要三次，不是一次两次，三次被刀刺进去，三次要颠覆，这个27章说颠覆三次，彻底的毁坏。
And Ezekiel prophesied that Jerusalem would be destroyed three times, and also being subverted three times.
就是耶利米第一章第十节，耶利米也已经早已经预言了。哎呀，我们看见耶路撒冷要怎么被拔出来，被倾覆，被毁坏，一次又一次，然后呢再被建立，再被栽种。所以先知都已经预言了，不简单了。
And also just as Jeremiah has prophesied that time and again Jerusalem would be rooted out, pulled down, destroyed, thrown down, and then being built and planted.
所以三次是完全的被掳啊，第一次就是整个西底家做王的时候，整个被巴比伦被掳了，彻底的毁坏了。第二次我们都知道就是罗马这个主后30多年被基督将军，整个耶路撒冷都毁坏了，连一块石头都不留在一块石头上，我们都知道这个历史。还有第三次呢，对不对？那就是重新建造了以后，在基督来的时候要彻底的毁坏，所以有三次倾覆又倾覆。
We know that Jerusalem will be destroyed three times. The first time is when during the time of King Zedekiah, and all the Jews were totally taken captive to Babylon. The second time is AD 70, when the Roman soldiers totally destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And then Jerusalem will be built again. Before the Lord comes, and then this is the third time Jerusalem will be destroyed, just as the Bible has prophesied, three times Jerusalem will be totally destroyed.
神的话一定要成就的。
God's word will sure be brought to pass.
这个，但是我们感谢神，最后还是被建立起来，对不对？
But we want to thank God because in the end, the city of Jerusalem will be built up.
那就是主来的时候千年国度。
That happens when the Lord returns in the millennial kingdom.
所以以西结书第40章一直到48章9章的圣经都是讲到耶路撒冷要重新被建造，就是在千年国度。
Ezekiel chapter 40-48, 9 chapters tell us that the city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt again in the millennium kingdom.
那时候这个城叫什么？Jehovah Shammah 啊，这是神的居所，神所居住的地方。
Then the city will be called Jehovah Shammah, and that's where the Lord dwells.
The Lord is there.原文就是 Lord is there, 神在哪里。
The Lord is there, Jehovah is there, God is there.
我想这也是神同亚伯拉罕早已经立了这个约，主立的神立的约绝对不会废掉的，对不对？你去看创世纪第12章神怎么同亚伯拉罕立的约，你要成为一个大的国家，你的名要成为这个有名的一个地方，对不对？并且呢，神要祝福你，祝福你的我也要祝福，咒诅你的我也要咒诅，地上的万族都要因你而得福，这是神的应许。所以最后，我想以色列百姓在千年国度要重新的建造，我们就看见神的话一定会应验的，不管他们怎么设约。不管他们怎样改变，神不会改变，最后被建造起来。
Actually, the Lord has long promised Abraham in Genesis 12 that he will make a great nation out of Abraham. He will bless him and make his name great, and he shall be a blessing. And the Lord will bless those who bless him and also curse him who curses him. And then all the families in the world will be blessed through him. So the Lord will never nullify his promise, even though all the Israelites might break the covenant and be faithless, but the Lord will always make good on his promises.
今天所听的教会，属灵的教会，天上的耶路撒冷也是一样的经历。
So today, the heavenly Jerusalem, the spiritual Jerusalem, and the new church Jerusalem will also go through the same experience.
我们在希伯来书第十二章讲得很清楚，我们是来到锡安，永生神的称义，天上的耶路撒冷，那就是教会。
As Hebrews tells us very clearly that we come to Zion, the heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, and that is church, the heavenly church.
我想教会的经历两千年来也是一样同地上的这个耶路撒冷一样的上上下下起起伏伏的。
So church has been going through 2,000 years of history in the pattern of up and down and ebbing and flowing, just as the earthly Jerusalem did.
我想初期的教会五旬节以后，哎呀，教会何等的兴旺，对不对？这个虽然有逼迫，教会还是福音还是传出去了，教会还是在各处被建立了。哎呀，真是有见证了那时候。
We see that the early days of the church, how the gospel is being spread widely, and also with the testimony, and all the people could see that this is God's work.
但是很可惜，到了第一世纪的末了，大概八十年、九十年，你就看教会就慢慢的败落了。
But it's quite pitiful, and you see in AD 80 or 90, we see that the church has been declining.
你看约翰，老约翰在巴马岛上，就是写信给小亚细亚的七个教会。你看这个七封书信，你就知道了。
And you can read about the condition as you read Revelation when the age John wrote 7 epistles to the churches in Asia Minor.
七个教会悔改，五个教会要悔改，悔改，悔改，悔改。
Among them, 5 out of 7 churches need to repent, repent, and repent again.
弟兄姊妹，我们也可以七个教会，我们也可以从预言的角度、历史的角度来看，也非常恰当。
But brothers and sisters, we can look at the seven churches from prophetic perspective as to their histories.
第一封书信就是以弗所嘛，那就是到了第一世纪的末了嘛，爱心就是渐渐的冷淡了，这是第一世纪。
Because this represents the whole church history, so the first church is Ephesus, when the first love has died down. In Ephesus.
然后呢，第二封书信我们知道是麦纳教会，那就是第二世纪的时候，教会受到罗马政府的逼迫和非常的厉害，受苦。
So the first letter is at the very beginning of the church history. The second letter is to Church of Smyrna, and their brethren suffered and being persecuted.
然后到了第三世纪、第四世纪。哎呀，教会完全变质了，成为一个被盗的一个教会，那就是毕加摩，甚至于撒旦的座位在那里。到了第四纪，这个整个教会就变成了天主教罗马政教合一的那个教会，完全与世俗淫乱的一个教会。
Now the third epistle is to Pergamum, and there we see that a great apostasy occurred. And to the fourth letter, which is written to Thyatira, and at that time that the church has been corrupted, and the politics and the church and religion are mingled together, and it's an adulterous church and also being totally secular.
到了一差不多有一千多年了，都是在黑暗的一个时期了，我们都知道历史。
And the condition lasted about 1,000 years in total darkness.
到了十六世纪，我们都知道了，路德马丁起来改教，很成功啊。
And in the 16th century, we know there is a successful reformation brought by Martin Luther.
但是他的改教还不是那么彻底了，所以慢慢的教会啊又堕落了，又往下走。
But then again, his reformation is not that far. So gradually, the church has gone downhill, being degenerated again.
那就是撒丁教会了。按照你名是活的，其实死的，没有一样是完全的。
So then we come to the church at Sardis. By name, you are alive, but you are dead, and there is nothing perfect in you.
感谢主，到了我们都知道呢。就是被拉切菲的教会嘛，但是教会又起来了，我们感谢主，那时候有弟兄会嘛，像达比啊，他们三个 B 嘛，要 back to the Bible, back to the beginning, back to the body 嘛，我们都知道。
We thank the Lord, and then when we came to the 16th century, there is a great revival and represented by the brother movements, such as Brother Darby, and he advocated back to the beginning, back to the body, and back to the Bible.
那就是被拉切菲的教会。
And this is what the Church of Philadelphia represented.
但是不就很可惜的。就到了这个牧师的教会，今天那就是老毕家的教会，众人的意见大家选举啊，投票，这就是今天普遍的这个情况。
Unfortunately, it comes to the present time that's being represented by the Little DCO Church, where everything is done through election and through the voices of the majority.
当然了，我讲的这个这个时期啊，这个历史啊，这个预言呢、啊，但是在每一个时期，这种各种情况都存在的。比如讲，今天不是的教会，老地界教会，当然有些教会还是像菲拉特菲的教会是得胜的，对不对？有些教会还是在那里受逼迫，像史麦纳的教会啊、有些教会还是像这个老毕加摩这个推拉推拉的。教会，所以各种各样的情况都有，但是一个主流了，大多数的教会是这个情况，一个主流是这样的。今天牧师的教会，大多数主流就像老基家的教会一样，各处都是一样。
Although the seven churches represent the seven different periods of church history, but we know that in each specific period of history.Many things could happen just like in the present day in the time of the Laodicean church. Even at this time, there might be churches like Philadelphia or like Smyrna being persecuted or like Pergamon being united with the world. But the mainstream is like this.
但是我们有信心，到最后，心腹一定会预备好了。
And also we have the faith that in the end the bride will be made ready to receive her husband. We will be ready.
我们已经看到启示录二十一章那一个情况，感谢神。
And Revelation chapter 21 shows us the very thing. Thank the Lord.
神一定会成就的。
God will accomplish what he has said.
当然这是不简单的一段的路程了。
And once again, this is not an easy journey.
哎呀，我这里就想到撒母耳记上第二章哈拿的一个祷告赞美嘛。我想我们不详细的讲最后这一段话他说这个他叫人贫穷叫人富足叫人珍贵。叫人这个卑贱他在尘土中间 粪土中间抬举了高抬了我们这些贫寒的人对不对，让他们与王子同坐，好叫我们得着荣耀的那个座位。感谢神。
Then I remember what Hannah says in 1 Samuel. We will go into the details, but here she says, the Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and to inherit the throne of glory. Thank the Lord.
我们都是一样的，我们都是像虫一样的，像蛆一样的，像灰尘一样。哎呀，神要叫我们变成金晶啊，宝石啊，珍珠啊，真是不容易啊，要经过多长的一段时间呢、啊？大而可怕的旷野。
We are all like worms, maggots, and dust, and the Lord will turn us into fine gold and also precious stones. And everyone has to go through this journey of wilderness. Truly, this is not an easy job.
我曾经讲过，要经过磨练的，经过对付啊，对，这个经过塑造啊，哎呀，正像这个金子也好，珍珠也好，都要经过高压，都要经过高热，都要经过一段时间才能够成功的。
As I mentioned before that we all have to be refined, be molded, and also have to be dealt with to become gold and precious stones. So we all have to go through high pressure and high heat so that we could be refined, be conformed.
但是我刚刚就讲过，感谢主，我们都是他手中的工作，他不会把这个热加得太热。他也不会把这个压力加得太大，叫我们受不了，不会的。
But thank the Lord, as I mentioned, that we are the workmanship of His hand. Our Lord will not allow us to pass the heat or pressure beyond what we are able to bear.
刚刚好，恰到好处，感谢神。
The Lord will handle it in such a way it's perfectly done.
这个压力太低吧，这个热度太不够吧，都不能成就的，对不对？要刚刚好。
Because with the pressure too low or the heat too low, then nothing can be done. Everything has to be done.
所以哥林多前书第十章说，他是信实的，你们所受试探、所受的试探，不会过于你们所不能忍受的。到了时间，他一定。会给你们开出路的，感谢主。
That's why in 1 Corinthians we read that no temptation will be beyond what you are able to bear, but in due time he will also make a way of escape so that you will be able to bear it.
这些神的话已经给我们一个非常肯定的这个保证了。
And also God's word has given us such an affirmed promise.
你就看哥林多前书第二章的第六节吧。哥林多前书第二章的第六节到第十节，保罗讲到智慧嘛。他说我所讲的智慧不是世上的智慧，有权有位的人所讲的智慧。保罗讲我讲的智慧是什么呢？就是从前隐藏神的这个奥秘的智慧，什么智慧？他在万古之前已经预定我们怎么得着荣耀，已经预定了。
And just as in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul speaks of wisdom among the mature, but it's not the wisdom of the this age, nor of the rulers of this age. What wisdom Paul speaks of is the wisdom of God in a mystery, in a hidden, that's the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages for our glory. It's being predestined.
这个预定就是 destiny, 有一定的目的地的，对不对？感谢主，今天你的 GPS 带领这个你不认识的地方，带你到了一个地方，目的地。他说 ，Your destiny is arrived. 你的目的地到了，所以感谢神，我们有个目的地的，那就是他的荣耀的那个国度嘛，对不对？
It tells us that there is a destination predestined for us, just as GPS will lead you through the road, and when you arrived, it would say your destination has arrived.
所以帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章也是第二章了。第十三节吧，有这么一段话，帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十三节怎么讲的？这个保罗说感谢神呢，神这个已经创世以前就拣选了你们，叫你们因信这个真道嘛，这个又被圣灵感动嘛，叫你们成为圣洁嘛，以至于叫你们能够得救嘛，对不对？他用这个福音招你们到这个地步，招你们到这个地步，接下来怎么讲？招你们得着耶稣基督的那个荣耀，那个荣光。
This is just as what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2:13. Paul is bound to always brethren because they were loved by the Lord and because God from the very beginning chose them for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. And for what purpose?For the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is for this that he has called them by the gospel.
我们感谢主，这一段时间达尔克盼的实在是主他的智慧，他的能力，他的忍耐，他的恩典，他的怜悯，在带领我们经过这个达尔克盼的旷野，最后我们都可以进到第三个阶段那就是进到那个荣耀里去我想时间也就差不多。
We thank the Lord, even during this pandemic time, just as we are going through the great and terrible wilderness, that He would bestow this patience, wisdom, power, mercy, and guidance upon us. In the end, we will all enter into the third stage.That is into His glory.
最后我就想到哥林多前书第一章嘛保罗虽然这个哥林多教会有这么多的问题这么多的这个难处这个犯了这么多的不讨神喜欢的事，但是保罗对他们还是非常的有信心。所以第一章你就看到他说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好叫你们与基督耶稣基督一同的有份。感谢神。
And also, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:9, even though all the Corinthians have gone through all these problems, they have done so many things displeasing to the Lord, but still Paul was very confident, had great faith in them. So verse 9 says, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们可以谢，我们可以基督所做成的也成为我们所做成，基督所是的，基督所有的都要成为我们所是的，所有的。
So we become a partakers of Christ, share in what He has done, and we have a share in what He has. Whatever Christ is, Christ has now become ours.
他一切的丰盛要成为我们一切的丰盛，对不对？他的美德也要成为我们的美德，我们的心情，神一定会做成的。感谢主，给我们这个信心。
So all his riches, all his virtues will become ours, will be done in us. We thank the Lord for giving us such faith in him.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主啊，我们敬拜你，赞美你。
Father, we worship and praise you.
因为你本为善，你的慈爱永远长存。
Because you are good, your loving kindness endures forever.
因着你不改变的爱，因着你的能力。我们相信你能够带领我们完成经过这个大而可怕的旷野。
because of your unchanging love and power, so we are convinced that you will lead us through this great and terrible wilderness.
我们感谢主给我们有这样一个意象，有这样的看见，有这样的信心。
We thank the Lord for giving us such vision, such insight, and such faith.
但愿我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将智慧和启示的灵啊，多多的加给我。
May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give us more of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，照亮我们里面的眼睛，叫我们真知道你。
Enlighten our inner eyes so that we will have the true full knowledge of you.
主啊，你的恩召有何等的指望，你在我们圣徒中得的基业何等丰盛的荣耀。
To know that what is the hope of your calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints.
你的能力在信的人身上显得何等的浩大，就是叫主耶稣基督那一个从死里复活的大能大力。
And also to know what is the exceeding greatness of your power which you work in our Lord Jesus Christ to raise him from the dead.
我们深相信照你在我们心里所运行的大能大力一定能够通通做到的成就一切，并且能够超出我们所求所想的。
And we believe that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
愿我们的神能够在教会中，并在基督里得到荣耀，得到世世代代，永永远远，祷告祈求，圣耶稣基督宝贝的名。
May our God be glorified in church by Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.